DJW, KN4, VWA. For DJW, KN4, VWA. VWA, monitoring.
Apparently making the repeater. I didn't know who it was at first. N4, is that okay?
I'm on a little HT.
How do you hold that little thing in that big old hand of yours?
And it's a small yazoo at that, bud. So how are you doing? You doing all right?
Good. Yeah, you're coming through better now, but when you first identified, I couldn't tell who you were.
Hands, and I'm standing on my left foot instead of my right now.
I guess that metal plate on the right side of your head is not blocking the signal anymore.
I'm now space age. That's all titanium. Extra hard. Matches the rest of my skull. You out working today?
I'm headed to the place where you came and met me that one day with the radio.
Yeah, over there off of White Horse. Yeah. You know, I tell you what. You ought to appreciate White Horse Road the way it is now, because used to, that place, before they did all the lane expansions and all that kind of stuff and fixed up the road, that was a mess over there.
But it's just as big of a mess now if you get there at the right time of day.
It's true anywhere in Greenville County. And you know the reason for that, don't you? There's too many ants on the anthill.
Political hands in the tax collection bucket.
Sure. Man. And you know what? I tell you what, I it's kind of a no-brainer. You know, that, $1.8 billion that the state found the other day? All them hogs was down there at the trough trying to get their share of it instead of just simply taking it and putting it into our roads.
Well, I heard something one time. It was during wintertime. They said it was so cold in Washington that even the politicians kept their hands in their own pockets.
Trickles do happen. Oh, me. Well, I tell you what, bud. My battery's getting low.
It sounds like it's dying. KN4VWA, N4ZLK, 73, Steve.
Yeah, I'm going to run in here and pick up that other walkie. That may have been what...
Okay, KN4VWA.
You sound like a different person.
I got three little HTs. And I just switched over to another one. I'm not doing it. It's got a good battery in it, but I don't know how good a signal it's putting out. How's it doing?
This is a lot louder, but it's also a lot more like a tin can sound. But other than that, it's copyable. You definitely can tell you're on a different radio.
It's a little quad band Wuzon, or Ocean, or whatever you want to call that Chinese crap. It'll do 6, 10, 2 meter, and 440. So, anyhow, it does okay. You know, it's functional. And I got a little cheap XX extension mic on it, so it's kind of handy.
Fine. Just like I said, the audio is a little different, but I can still tell it's you.
Well, so is everything else going pretty good? You keeping all the grand? Great, good stuff.
Some days now, I guess you probably heard, and it's going all right. I just, get used to the little different schedule, but it's nice being home at night and getting in late, but I still have a day off. It'll be Mondays here in a couple weeks.
You're working 6 days, including Saturday and Sunday?
No, sorry, I'm working 4 days. I'll be off on Mondays and work Tuesday through Friday.
Okay, that's not too bad. But I imagine you're working, 12?
Sometimes 11, 11 and a half. Sometimes, Wednesday, I just ride out 10 hours. It just depends on how heavy the pickups are.
Well, that's good. At least you still got a good full schedule and you're packing it into 4 days. That gives you 3 off. That's not so bad.
And it runs it on the day off. On my day off, he runs it covers a different route every day for 4 days. So it works out.
That's good. Well, my grandson turned 3 the end of August. And we have a back porch that's on two levels. And I was sitting on the lower level. He was standing on the top level. And apparently he must really trust his pop-pop, because right out of nowhere, he just jumps onto my belly. Oh, he's 30-something pounds. He's as solid as a brick. And we're going to babysit him. He's going to spend the night with us tonight. So I'm going to be watching out for flying grandsons.
That my oldest granddaughter, she will be 4 November 1st. She likes to climb and likes to jump off of things as well.
I just hope he doesn't get sneaky, because one of the grandkids climbed up the back of the sofa while I was stretched out on the sofa. And I was in the middle of doing a little bit of eyelid inspection. And plopped right down on my belly. I didn't know it was coming because I was asleep. I tell you what, you got to be in shape to be able to keep up with the grandkids.
You got to keep one eye open, too, and your head on a swivel.
But you know what? In the long run, they're fun watching them grow up. You know, it just seems like watching grandkids is more fun than your own kid, because, you know, you learn to appreciate the little things they do more because you don't have them all the time.
Okay, you're exactly right. And they also seem to grow up a lot faster than your own kids do, or did.
What else I'm really guilty of?
Well, I would come up with a lot of things, but you tell me.
And then it comes to pick them up, I feel full of sugar.
Let me do that. She is anti-sugar as much as possible, so I don't get a chance to do that.
Outside, give them a few little sweet snacks, wind them up real good. We just have a blast, and then Mom and Daddy shows up, and it's all...
That for Christmas would be nice, too.
Well, he's coming this evening. I may just test his rhythm. And if he doesn't have any rhythm, now look at here, boy. We need to get this kid a drum set and get him some rhythm going that way. You know, he'll be just tight, coordinated, and oh, yeah. Oh, mercy. Kids would never forgive us for that.
Yeah, or you can tell them about the pots and pans in their parents' cupboard, too. That works with a wooden spoon.
Oh, son, you're giving me lots of good ideas here. And you know what else? Hey, you don't know anybody that's got a good used swing set for sale, do you?
Not at the moment, but I'll keep my ears open. Well, Steve, it's good to hear you. I'm about at the post office here, and I just had to dodge another big truck that had pulled into a place, but his tail end was still sticking out in the lane. So I'm going to go ahead and hang up the microphone and get ready to pull in. You have a good weekend if I don't talk to you. KN4VWA, N4ZLK Mobile.
Listen out there. Always try to keep a good light attitude about some of the ding-dongs you'll almost run into. So just don't catch them in the truck treads. Have a good weekend. 73's KN4VWA. Be safe out there.